everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, March 6, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got John text me from Onaway that Nikki did drop out. It was confirmed at 8:02 this morning by the Wall Street Journal. Interesting. Didn't hear it on Michigan Talk News Network. And I didn't find it in the Detroit News or Detroit Free Press as of yet. But evidently, 8:02 this morning, she has dropped out, suspending her campaign, and will not immediately endorse Donald Trump. Interesting. Suspending the campaign, but not going to endorse him. Does she honestly think that Donald Trump wants anything to do with her? Is he going to ask her to be part of his cabinet? Totally not going to happen, Nikki. Nikki Haley announced that she is suspending her campaign for the Republican nomination for president early Wednesday morning. Haley will not announce an endorsement during her hastily scheduled 10 a.m. event. It's coming here in 24 minutes. But she will encourage her rival, former President Donald Trump, to earn the support, end quote, of her voters. Wall Street Journal first reported the news, but multiple outlets, including CNN, Fox News, and the New York Times, later confirmed it. Well, I don't watch any of those in prepping for the show, because we're mostly Michigan news and Michigan politics. But evidently it has happened. So appreciate the heads up on that, John. Thank you very much. Haley won't announce an endorsement Wednesday. She will encourage Donald Trump, who is close to having the necessary number of delegates needed to win the Republican nomination, to earn the support of Republican and independent voters who backed her. What about those Democrats that crossed over and voted for you in Vermont? What about them, Nikki? She's expected to emphasize that she will continue to advocate for the conservative domestic and foreign policies she supports, and caution against some of the dangers, such as isolationism and a lack of fiscal discipline, that she sees coming from Washington. Isolationism, she's referring specifically to Donald Trump's foreign policy. Donald Trump, folks, no wars the 4 years that he was president of the United States. Ended most of the wars, got our troops home, did not interfere in other countries, leading a very strong, absolutely superior negotiating ability with these foreign countries and demanding that they take care of their own country like he's taking care of America, and did not get involved in these foreign wars. Isolationism, not necessarily a bad thing. But basically, she's a neocon. And the military industrial complex donated to her campaign. So did others. The Koch brothers from Americans for Prosperity and others, including a lot of outside money from Democrats. Well, for all her effort and all her campaigning, she won two primaries. Washington, D.C., if you can even find a Republican that lives in Washington, D.C., and Vermont. And Vermont, again, was done with Democrats voting for her because they have open registration and open primaries. Well, she finally got the message last night. Her campaign is suspended. Now, it's kind of interesting the way they worded that. does not say end, but is suspending, which means technically she could still be on all the ballots going forward for the rest of this primary season. Of course, like others, Ron DeSantis and these other folks already qualified for being on the ballot. But suspending is different than terminating. If you terminate your campaign, it's over. You can suspend it and leave the door open to the convention. But Phyllis and others texting in this morning already to the show that, yes, this is without a doubt going to be ceremonial in Milwaukee in July, the Republican National Convention, only because of their rules are they even going to hold it. Pat says, a program from the UN to rewild animals in the U.S. Well, I can tell you right now, some folks that I know, yeah, they believe in the three S's. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. Especially if it's going to cost you thousands of dollars in livestock and put your animals at risk, and you can't even let your dog outside to go to the bathroom, yeah, there's definitely going to be a problem. So, yeah, Lenny, I understand. I got the story. Thank you. 10 a.m., press conference. So the Wall Street Journal was first, CNN, Fox News, and then the New York Slimes. So it has been confirmed. I appreciate that. Because I had not seen it, but this broke at 8:02, and I was prepping for the show looking at Michigan things. And one of the things I think is very interesting, the way this whole thing is playing out, is how the media covered last night. Of course, Biden won all of his primaries. I don't know who these other people are that are even running against him, this Williamson lady and some other guy. But bottom line is, Biden is gaining delegates. And the problem is going to be that once he earns enough delegates to be the nominee, their convention could be like the Republicans and completely ceremonial. If that ends up being the case, well, guess what? Michelle Obama yesterday announced she is not running for president. And that does not mean that she would not serve if chosen at their convention. Here's really only one problem. If Biden, like Trump, earns enough delegates prior to the convention, it's game over. Unless the delegates that go to convention choose to violate their obligations. You see, when your state votes on the first round of balloting, when you go to the RNC conventions, you're obligated to vote for the person your state primary and perhaps caucus combination, like we did here in Michigan, what they vote for, what they do. And if they vote in the primary caucuses for a candidate on the first round of balloting, you must vote for that person. So if that ends up being the case, folks, this is going to be a rematch, Donald Trump against Joe Biden. Now, Biden feels that he wants to now go on the offensive against Donald Trump. Good luck with that, Joe. Why don't you ask little Marco or the sanctimonious how that worked out. Low energy Jeb. Yeah, why don't you ask those guys how punching Donald Trump worked out for them? Because that's basically all Biden has left. He can't talk about the economy. He can't talk about the foreign policy positions he has that's working. He can't talk about the border. He can't talk about these illegal immigrants not only being bused, but now, per what Donald Trump said last night, breaking story that 325,000 illegal immigrants were flown over our border and landed in various cities. We have a situation up here in northern Michigan, Traverse City, other cities around our listening area. Border Patrol contacted these people being detained and or sent back. Who instructed them to do it? Was it Whitmer or was it Biden? Not really sure. Well, here's the question that I think needs to be asked of county sheriffs. County sheriffs are ultimately the top law enforcement officer in your county. And if you know somebody is completely illegal, got smuggled into our county, Mr. Sheriff, what are you going to do about it? Put them in your jail and call Border Patrol? That's the question we need to start asking these county sheriffs. This is definitely something that we have to deal with. I'll get to the rest of your text messages. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.
Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, getting to a couple of text messages. The strategy was for Nikki to be in the race because of the charges against Donald Trump and hopefully perhaps a conviction that would cause him to have to suspend his campaign and drop out of the race. Of course, that was the plan. But it wasn't going to happen. Supreme Court ruled unanimously 9-0 that he has to be on the ballot. The 14th Amendment claim, it was bogus from the beginning. When January 6th took place of 2021, and they immediately started calling it an insurrection. Every single Democrat, every single news media, fake news, corporate media, called it an insurrection. Why? Because the word insurrection is in the 14th Amendment. They didn't call it a protest. They didn't call it a even a riot. It was immediately deemed and called an insurrection. Well, there's only one problem. Donald Trump hasn't been criminally charged with insurrection. No charges filed and absolutely no conviction on it. So if you're going to try to use Section 3, you have to have charges, and it has to be done through Congress, not through states. But you see, they don't read the Constitution. They don't understand it. And it says, if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof, Congress may, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, remove such a person from being able to serve in the office of president, vice president, Congress, as an officer of the United States, or even as a member of any state legislature. But they didn't do that, and they're never going to do that because Donald Trump did not cause an insurrection or even a rebellion, which is technically the terms specifically, precisely in the Constitution. But that's what they called it. From day one, insurrection, insurrection, brainwashed the American people. He participated in insurrection. No, he did not. If he did, where are the charges? Where's the conviction? Oh, that's right. There isn't any. So their worst nightmare is coming true. A man that was impeached not once but twice by the Democrat House of Representatives, not found guilty of it in the Senate, will survive all these charges against them, is going to be allowed to be on the ballot, is going to absolutely, absolutely be the candidate. And the Democrats are hating the fact that Biden is staying in the race because the polling numbers are clear. Folks, when you've got all the corporate fake news media saying Donald Trump is up anywhere from 8 points to 15 points over Biden, he's really up by 20. This is going to be an Electoral College landslide. I don't even think Biden's going to be able to carry his home state. Not even sure he's going to be able to carry Washington, D.C. This is going to be very, very interesting. Well, the top of the hour here at 10 o'clock, Nikki Haley is going to be holding a press conference. I'll be monitoring it during the top of the hour news and the music intro. See what I can get out of the first 7 minutes of it, and then we'll field report it to you starting at 10:07. Folks, I put a call to action yesterday on beef. A lot of you took advantage of it. You need to text me beef. I will text you back the phone number to Tolini Farms in Onaway, 989-733-2782. We are going to have higher prices very soon on beef, and then the supplies are going to start dwindling down. Shipments are going to stop. They're saying by Memorial Day there will be no beef in the stores. All of it's got to be sourced locally. So text me beef, and I'll text you back, 989-733-2782. Get a hold of Cliff. $500 will get you a 125-pound quarter. Should take care of a small family for at least 6 to 8 months, possibly a year. Best $500 investment ever. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight.